clarification, Ron, and thank you, Kimber. I was looking for that frantically in my notes so that I had it to come back with, but again, sogmrsnet@gmail.com.
Yep, my radio dropped out on me. It reset and repowered up, so I missed. You guys didn't hear what I had to say at the last part of it. You said Amron.com, and then I was like, okay, so when I sign in early, it's SOAmron.com. Are those two different websites?
Yes, they are. Amron is the national, and SOAmron is the local. That's the one you would sign in for an early or late check-in if we weren't on the net. And then you want to get the intelligence brief emailed to you. You go to sogmrsnet@gmail.com, and we will email that to you when we get it on Mondays, usually.
Okay, thank you for that information. I was just wondering, I am already on the email list, but I was just kind of wondering if there was some more information that I can get it from. It sounds like that the email is the most information I'm going to get about that, right?
Yeah, Ron can talk to you in a lot of detail about what, that's Ron 330, on what is required radio-wise and computer-wise, because you could actually get it transmitted to you if you have the setup for it. He is nice enough, and some other people are nice enough to make sure that we can get it when it is sent out.
Okay, so that would be the same information that I'm getting in the email, nothing more, though, right, if I was to sign up for to get it transmitted to me and decoded on my computer somehow for some through some HF frequency or something, is that right?
Yeah, this is Ron. It does come over HF frequency on 20 meters and on 40 meters on Mondays. Then they do a little bit more of it on Tuesdays, too, but there are particular frequencies that Amron uses to transmit those, and they come digitally, so you have to be set up with FL Digi, and it comes that way.
Okay, thank you. And then there was, I caught the last part, the most important part of that. Somebody doubled at the beginning of that? WSCX365.
Yeah, 365. I think Ron and Ken doubled there. This is Kimber 487. On that email list, to answer your question, that's all the information we have. We pass on what we have. So if you want to do more, you can search whatever sources you think, and it should be multiple sources, and that you verify and confirm with other sources. Like you can do S2 Underground, you can do Forward Observer. I mean, there's lots out there that are good news besides mainstream media that you can just compare and contrast and know that just trust or verify everything you come across, because there's a lot of fake news now. So I hope that helps you, WRKV 487.
Okay, 487, yeah, thanks a lot for that information, because a lot of the stuff on news, like the CNN headline news, is like you would think that they're, back in the, 80s and 90s, they used to do some really good real news, and maybe they had some fake news, but just these days, it's like now you can't get nothing but political fighting and news, about what all the president is doing and stuff. It's like, really? That's not news.
That's totally true. And because they've been bought out by big corporations that don't have your best interest in mind, and it's all the whole agenda, what they have. So, yeah, multiple sources, do multiple sources, and know that even they can have problems. It's the fog of war, so we say. And even AI, you can recall that has, it doesn't pick up, it'll tell you lies, flat-out lies until you call it out. And so look around, and that's all I can say is don't trust one source, trust many, but no mainstream news.
Yeah, thanks for that information. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of really good news from the BBC news network, so that's something that people might want to check out. And other than that, yeah, sounds good. So I really appreciate that. Yeah, thanks for letting me know about that AI stuff. So yeah, because I talk to the AI quite a bit, mostly computer stuff and ham radio related stuff and sports, you know, stuff that I'm interested in watching on sports and stuff and finding out, you know, what kind of, you know, snacks and drinks they, you know, the intake for their, you know, workout and stuff. So anyway, thanks and have a good night and everything. Everybody, thank you. WSCX365.
Thanks again, WSCX365. This is Kimber, WRKV 487. Monitoring.